Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. My name is Mike and I'm the college pastor at Symphony Church, and it's my pleasure to lead us in our devotionals this week. Today we'll be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Amen. All right, so in our passage today, we read about Jesus' healing ministry from the very beginning. We read about Simon's mother-in-law who was laying ill with a fever, and when Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, the fever left her immediately, and she began to serve Jesus and the disciples, Simon, Andrew, James, and John, and that was really just out of her own response of gratitude and rejoicing in the fact that she is now healed. And not only that, though, that very night, at evening, at sundown, the disciples brought to Jesus all who were sick or oppressed by demons. Think about, like, your town. I mean, just think about Boston. I'm assuming that many of you who are listening to this right now are in the city of Boston. And think about everyone who is sick or oppressed by demons. And just put yourself in the shoes of Jesus. You know, like everyone in the hospitals, everyone who is sick and not in the hospitals, everyone who is perhaps even oppressed by demons are brought to you. And not only that, the whole city is gathering around you to witness these healings. Talk about, you know, pressure, you know, like there's so much pressure, but it's not only pressure, it's just this emotional, overwhelming feeling of just being surrounded by people. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get so overwhelmed when I'm in a church setting and there's just so many people around me. For those who are introverts, maybe you can resonate with me a little bit, but that's not the main point here. What's essentially happening here is that Jesus is having to heal so many people. And it doesn't specify in this passage here, but I can imagine that Jesus did not get that much sleep. He has been healing the sick with various diseases and casting out many demons, not permitting the demons to speak. And all of this was happening from sundown. And I can just imagine, you know, sundown for us right now is around 8 p.m., 7:30 p.m. You know, just think about doing this healing ministry for 4 or 5 hours. And he's just exhausted. And I think we see here that Jesus, while he is fully God, he is also fully man. He experiences the same weaknesses as we do when we are tired from a long day of work. When we're tired from, you know, from serving in various capacities. If you're a leader in our church, if you're serving in any capacity, maybe you can resonate with this as well. You know, after serving in a very busy season of ministry, you're just exhausted. And just multiply that by like 50, I don't know, by like just multiply that. And just imagine what Jesus may have been going through. So many people are in front of him, are around him, not only just for healing purposes, but just to just see what is going on. And that is why I think verse 35 tells us that early in the morning, the next day, he rose while it was still dark. So I'm guessing it's probably still like 4 or 5 a.m. And he departed and went out to a desolate place, a place where no one else could really find him. And there he prayed. He spoke with his Father in heaven. I think there are a couple things that we can learn from this passage. I think one of it is that solitude is a necessity to life. Solitude with our Father in heaven is necessary if we want to keep pressing on in the faith, if we want to be refreshed in the Lord, be filled with the joy of the Lord. It is necessary for Jesus to do this because so much was being poured out, and he needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, needed to be filled with just intimacy with his Father in heaven. And I think that is one application. I want to encourage those who, especially those who will be serving in any capacity this fall semester. I want to encourage you, if you're naturally a busybody, if that's kind of your personality, don't forget to find times to go into a desolate place. Perhaps that desolate place for you is simply your room. Perhaps the desolate place for you is a nearby park, going for a walk. Basically, what it means is to spend time with the Lord. It means to commune with your Father in heaven. And that is the first application I want to just share with you today. Go to your desolate place and pray. Spend time with the Father in heaven. But I think the second thing here, it's not so much an application, but it's a takeaway from Jesus's purpose in his earthly life. He says in verse 38, actually in verse 37, the disciples find him and they say to him, "Everyone is looking for you. Everyone, who is witnessing these healings, they're looking for you. Perhaps he was not even done. Perhaps there are more people who are sick, more people who are oppressed by demons, more people who need to be healed." But Jesus says in verse 38, "Let us go on to the next towns that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." You know, Jesus did not come to earth in the form of man merely to heal people physically, but to save the lost. He came to preach the kingdom, to invite people into his kingdom, and to give eternal life with our Father in heaven. That was his purpose. If his purpose was just merely to heal people who are sick, that would essentially mean that he would just stay where he was and continue to heal. But he's saying that he actually was sent to preach to more towns, to more people, of what is going to happen, of the good news that Jesus is going to lay down his life for our sins so that we can have life with our Father in heaven. That is what Jesus wanted to preach, and we want to show others that there's so much more to life than living for this life. And he wanted to show us that there is an abundant life with God. And so let's not forget to go to our desolate places, especially in times of busyness, especially when ministry gets busy. Don't forget to spend time with the Lord. And also, let's remember what Jesus came to preach. He came to preach good news. The good news of his kingdom, that all are welcome to join and to partake in the free gift of eternal life with God through faith in Jesus Christ. And so let's really pray that we can find intimacy with the Lord in places of solitude, and also that more people will come to hear the gospel. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today, and we thank you for Jesus' ministry, that even as he is fully God, Lord, he was also fully man. And Lord, we thank you for the example that you've given us through Jesus to make sure, Lord, that we go to our desolate places, that we have times of solitude with you, Father. And we pray, Lord, that especially when things get busy, when ministry gets tiring, help us, Lord, not to forget that our strength and our joy come from you. And I also pray, Lord, that more people on our campuses and our workplaces in the city of Boston and in this world will come to know you, Jesus, will come to know of the good news of your kingdom, that there is a room for every person waiting for them to come back to the Father. So Lord, I pray, Father, come and let your will be done. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you all for joining our Symphony Devotional. We're going to continue on in the Gospel according to Mark. Hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great day.